10 tonight. If you got a Bible, I just got a few thoughts on my heart. Romans chapter 10. And Romans chapter 10 is probably one of the most quoted verses, some of them in the Bible. I don't think John 3:16 is, I don't think nothing much is compared to that verse being quoted or wrote. And it is surely the greatness in that verse. But then these verses here is just a little thought the Lord gave me this morning. In verse number 13, the Bible said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. For they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." I'm interested tonight in verse 15 where it says, except they be sent. You know, preaching today, and it's sad to say that it's become professional. And it shouldn't be that way. When we get more concerned about professionalism in the pulpit, we forget that it is a call of God. It's a call of God. It's not me learning to do it. It's a call of God. I don't know if a man ever learns how to preach. I believe he's called of God and he preaches. I don't understand. People say, have you learned to preach yet? No, I just still do it. I don't know how to do it, but I just do it. It's a call of God. And a calling of God is what I put the emphasis on. I put the emphasis on the call of God. Now, Jesus told his own disciples in John 20, he said, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. So he commissioned them there that day to go out and do what he'd been doing. You see, here's the thing. When Christ was upon earth, he preached. He had his own men that went out and preached. And they preached the gospel. In fact, Mark 16:15 said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And so we know tonight that it is God's will for us to preach. We know tonight that there is one thing. Listen to me. One thing that's going to change somebody is they've got to hear it. One thing. Thank God, before they ever believe and before they ever call, they got to hear it. You're listening to me tonight. This church body has the authority of God to go out and testify what the Lord hath done. Listen. Thank God, we ought to be telling it. Is anything going to happen if they don't hear it? They've got to hear the gospel. They've got to hear it. They'll not believe it without them hearing it. How shall they hear except they be sent? The first missionary in the Bible's God. He went after Adam when Adam sinned and said, Adam, where art thou? Adam had to give an answer. Amen. And he hid himself. And brother, tonight, there wasn't nothing that could cover Adam's nakedness. Thank God, and keep him, my friend, from God. God knew where he was. He wasn't asking Adam that he might find out where he was. God knew where he was. And it's still that way today. God knows where you're at. And God's calling you. God calls through the preach word. Amen. God uses the preaching. How shall they preach except they be sent? The Bible said Christ come in the world. Thank God not to condemn it but to save it. He was sent by the Father. Amen. Christ was the sent one. Christ is the chosen one. Christ is the only one. And he come, thank God, to tell you, to save men. The first thing he did after he was filled with the Holy Ghost, is to go preach. He preached repentance, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he, brethren, God told his men to go preach the same message. Repent and believe the gospel. He was sent by God to come to a sin-cursed world. For God sent his Son into the world. Thank God to save the world. Amen. God does that. In fact, the word apostle means sent one. That's what it means. That men were sent by God. God's got a man somewhere. Thank God to preach your heart. That you might hear the word of God and be born again. God's method in this day is the same it has been. Amen. Go into all the world, preach the gospel. And the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. But everyone that believeth, and it's still got the same power. It don't change. Thank God the message don't change. Thank God the gospel don't change. It's still the sent message from God Almighty. Thank God that he is a man of God. Thank God to preach the word. Amen. That's right. Look through the Bible. God's always had a voice. You know, a prophet was the voice of God. Can I say that? He was the voice of God. He was given the message of God. God give it to him, and he give it to them. Amen. And we don't live, we in this day and time, if there is a foretelling of a message, but it's not like they foretold what was going to take place like Isaiah. Amen. We don't have prophets like that now. We don't need them. We got the Word of God. Amen. We do have, thank God, a gift give to the church for the perfecting of the saints, to edify the body, the work of the ministry. Thank God that we might come into the fullness of Christ. Amen. It's all that God does, he does through his Word. God does what he does through the Word. He don't... my friend, ain't God do it through men's books? I can learn through men's books, but God didn't build it off that. He built it off what thus saith the Lord. Amen. These men that write books, and I got a lot of them and read some of them. Amen. They can only say this is what God said. Now, if I go by what they say and not what God says, then it could lead me into heresy. Amen. But if it lines up with the Bible, thank God it can enlighten us and give us, thank God, some understanding. But be careful not to never take what man says over what God says. Hey, that's right. And you know, God has a message. Amen. The message is Christ. Amen. We have this message. What was John the Baptist? He was a messenger. A messenger has a message. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad the Word of God's real. And he's got a man that tells it. And God use a man of God to preach it. Amen. That's right. Without hearing the word, you're not going to believe. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. It don't come by reading. It comes by hearing. Now you can read and hear if the Holy Ghost will speak to you. Amen. That's right. But you're going to have to hear it. Now listen, God gets men under conviction through hearing the word of God. God draws sinners to repentance by hearing the word of God. God gives men saving faith by hearing the word of God. Amen. God's not put in the corner, and I wouldn't try to put him there. But there is a way God set up before the world began. Thank God that'll happen in time that God calls men of God to preach. And God uses the church to go spread the gospel that men might hear. Amen. And listen tonight. Can I say this? And God help, don't go out of this church and say, I said women ought to be preachers. But women ought to be proclaimers. Amen. They ought to proclaim what God's done for them. And what's wrong with a woman saying, come see a man that told me all things everybody did is not this to Christ? What about Mary Magdalene that was the first one at the tomb of Christ and heard his voice before anybody else did and went back and told him, I've heard him, I've seen him. Amen, brother, don't tell me, thank God, that a saved woman can't proclaim what God's done for her. Amen, and tell somebody what Jesus has done. I'm telling you, I'm not going to limit God to tonight. I don't think we ought to put her in the office of the church, but I do believe she's in the body of Christ, and Jesus saved as I am. Amen. That's right. Amen. Now, if they won't get up and try to preach over a man, then they're out of place. Amen. That's right. But they need to declare to whoever they come across, thank God, that this is a message of God, not in a way that they think they are a preacher, but in a way that they're a testifier or a witness of grace. Thank God that's got a message in the heart from the Lord that they've been born again. Amen. And God saves sinners. Amen, brother. Do you think a woman couldn't weep over a sinner? Thank God in the Holy Ghost not use that. Well, my goodness, I believe mamas have more influence in their home sometime than their own daddy, because they show more compassion and have more tears, and that message of tears is effective in the hearts of their youngins. How many times have people testified? Thank God down through the years that mama had an effect. I heard mama's prayers. What about Lloyd Guffey, one of our brethren? Thank God's in heaven now. What did he say that night? Mama went to church. Amen. I'd get in bed at night and I'd hear the bed springs. Amen. She'd be getting up praying for us. And daddy had put a pillow over his head. He was going to hell as a drunk. Amen. He couldn't get away from it. Every night she'd get up, get in with God and pray. And daddy got saved. And Lord went to church with her. Thank God. And he got born again. There's something about that tonight, brother. I'm telling you, it takes everything. Thank God in a person's life to get them born again. Thank God. And I'll tell you, the best place a mama can preach, thank God, for her own children. Thank God, down at the house, in the love of God. Amen. That's right. Amen. In fact, your life speaks louder than your words most of the time. That's right, isn't it? He was sent by God. Amen. Sent by God. The calling of God. The sent by God. The man of God. Amen. Amen. I mean, when God called me to preach, I sought Him. I mean, I wanted God in my life. And I wanted to do what He said. I got on my knees and told God, thank God, God, I'm here for you. Now I'm willing to do what you want me to do. I got a radio broadcast. God started opening the doors up. I was preaching and preaching and preaching. Thank God, friend. And then 3 years later, I called. God sent me to this house of God. I was willing to do whatever God wanted. Hey, God, just get in where God's at. He's not short. Hey, God, He can open the doors up. Amen. If you get to your heart willing. Amen. Amen. Hey, God, ain't no telling, friend, what God would do with a man that would give himself to God and want God more than anything else. I don't think I'm there. I could be. I could be a whole lot further down the road than I am. And you could too. But brother, God don't use vessels that He can't trust, that He can't, my friend, feel. Amen. You gotta have to come humble and get your heart right with God. Amen. There ain't no big preachers anyhow. That's about destroyed us. Trusting in men. Amen. Well, trust in God. God's greater than the man. And God knows how to preach them. And God knows how to deal with sinners. And God knows how to use a man to do it, but it's God that does it. God just has us as a utensil and a vessel to preach us that He might get glory. Amen. That's right. He sent them. He said, you go through the Bible, God always, hold on, He sent Nathan to David when David sinned. Do you know if God sent preacher to use it's a favor of God. You going to hear me tonight? A church without a shepherd is a church that's got curses on it. That's exactly right. You turn sheep loose, son. And I won't say this. Jesus is my shepherd. And Jesus is the shepherd of the sheep. He just put me here, thank God, to make sure to do what He says in keeping the sheep where they need, where they can get under spiritual food and habitation. Amen. What I'm concerned about is this church having liberty, thank God, to worship Christ, who's our shepherd, that we might enjoy the very presence of God and have it done in the will of God. Amen. God didn't put me over here to lord over His people. He put me here, thank God, to lead them as God leads me. And if I can't get a lead, then I'm in trouble. Amen. And brother, just do what you know. Hey, right. You're God's sheep. Amen, brother. He said, what did he say over there in the book of Acts 20, 28? He said, over the flock of God, which I have made you an overseer, feed the flock of God. Feed the, it's God's flock. You wasn't purchased by my blood. You was purchased by his blood. He bought you before I knew you. Amen. Thank God he purchased you on the cross. Thank God when he died for sin once and for all, he didn't shed his blood in vain. Thank God he had a power in the blood. Thank God it could reach sinners and wash you whiter than snow and make you a vessel fit unto honor. Thank God he's still working on you. Thank God you fall and falter sometime. Amen. If people knew us the way God knows us, thank God not a one of us could be around one another. Amen. But the love of God's unconditional, and he don't have a condition on his love. He loves you as you are. And God ain't interested in you falling as much as he is. What you gonna do when you fall? And get back up and go at it again. I'm there still faithful. He always will be. And he'll use a man of God. Thank God to tell you what thus saith the Lord. Amen. That's right. Praise God. He sent Nathan down to David. He said, thou art the man. But David didn't fight him. Praise God. He got on his knees and cried out to God. You know why he's a God-sent man? He sent Samuel and Saul. Amen. All through the Bible. He sent Elijah to Ahab. Amen. That's right, buddy. That's right. Praise God. He always had a man. Amen. That's right. He's had a man. The boys. That's right. That's why he had Samuel to be born when he was. Eli was had done compromise. And thank God wasn't going to say nothing against sin. Amen. He raised Samuel up. He said he's a God. You know what that word Samuel means? Heard of God. Samuel was going to be the prophet, praise God, that was going to give the message and the fate of Israel because they give away. Thank God they didn't obey God and the Ark of the Covenant was taken. Thank God God just took care of that. Praise God and cut their idol up. Amen. They got so scared of God they had to send it back. Amen. That's right, brother. What about Joshua took after Moses? Thank God had a leadership in the Israelites. Amen. Thank God that God had to magnify him before the people because the people wouldn't follow him. They had done so the glory of God on Moses, and they had to see the glory of God on him, and God magnified that man of God, and God said, I tell you, we're going to get the priest, we got to cross over Jordan, amen, we got to take these couple million Jews, thank God, and cross over, amen, in the morning hour, thank God, sanctify yourself tonight, get all your sin confessed, get clean with God, we going over, thank God, he had the priest to take that Ark of the Covenant, thank God, and got in the water, all of them had to get in the water, and when they did, thank God, he drove back the waters. Amen. Stood up on heaps, and they're standing on dry ground. Amen. And thank God they walked through on dry ground. They had a leader. Amen. And I'm telling you, we got a leader, and his name's Jesus. Amen. That's right. Amen. Praise God. Get in with him. I'd hate to say, listen, I'm a man of God because God called me. Amen. These preachers in here are men of God. God called them. Can I tell you something tonight? He's the man of God.
Yeah.
I'd hate to have so much rule over people they felt like they had to ask me what kind of pants to wear. God help you. Amen. I ain't in that business, friend. I just ain't in that. Hey, God, if the Holy Ghost can't tell you, why in the world are you asking me? Amen. I tell you, I tied before they asked anybody. I cut my hair before I ever asked anybody. Thank God the Holy Ghost told me what kind of Bible to preach out of. I mean, I didn't have to ask nobody. Thank God, friend, you think God's going to be your father and he ain't going to nurture you and bring you up and speak to your heart? Amen. The only reason he don't speak to some people's hearts, they ain't in the place to listen. Amen. Thank God you got it. You get a little old boy sometime. Thank God get him a wreck, get a little old paddle on him. Amen. Get his ears to you. He'll listen. Amen. I tell you what, brethren. Thank God the man of God's here to tell you what God said. Thank God to govern the church as God leads him. Amen. But don't never stifle it. Don't never hinder it. Don't never cut the Holy Ghost out because of some condition. Thank God we got God here. Why don't we keep him around and let him have full reign and let him do what he wants to and get out of his way. Amen. That's right. He ain't going to get in his way. If this man come in tonight and said, I got a little message, I said, take it. If I know him, it'd be a miracle if he told me that. But it's a miracle that I'm preaching. It's a miracle anybody's preaching. You've got to be obedient to God. He sent him. He said, how shall they preach except to be sent? God sent a man of God my way. Amen. I didn't know nothing about God until the man of God preached to me. I didn't know nothing about the new birth, Nicodemus, all that. I would, if anybody asked me to quote a verse in the Bible when I was lost, I wouldn't even be able to quote a verse. I mean, that's sad, but it's true. I could have told you the 1970 Baltimore Orioles starting lineup. Ain't God, I could tell you who started in the 1980s and all that stuff. I read that, studied that. But buddy, I'm telling you, when I got saved, thank God I got the Bible. Amen, buddy. Nobody didn't have to tell me I had to read it. I was hungry for it. Amen. Boy, I got my Bible out. I read it every day. I got the memory in scriptures. You know why? Because I want to tell somebody what it said. Amen. I want to tell it. Amen. I'm telling you, when you get saved, you got a message. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Why don't you tell it? And people know, praise God. Amen. You don't have to set up a pulpit to preach. You can just get to telling them. Amen. I heard you got the preacher on the forklift the other day over there. He's telling about it. Praise God. That's all right. Let her rip. You don't have to have a pulpit. Praise God. I'm going to tell you what's hindering the church. We got just pulpits now. No, I can't pray. Brethren, God help. We can preach at the house. It don't matter where you preach. Preach in your room. Thank God. Amen. Let's preach. Praise God. Preach on the street. Preach somewhere. That's right. Praise God. We've made the church, thank God, a museum. Amen. That's right. They play again. And I'm not criticizing you, God forbid. This ain't a sacred desk. God help. There ain't no sacred stuff in wood. Thank God, the sacredness is in Jesus. He's the Holy Lamb. They said, bless him by the sacred desk. Where in the world is that? Thank God, we ain't got sacred desks. That's our sacred cows. Amen. Thank God, we got the Word of God. That's what's sacred. We can preach the same thing in the parking lot if we can get it together. Amen. God help. That's just religious talk. People have heard that stuff all their life. It sounds good, but it don't mean nothing. Amen. Sure, it's a lot of cliches in the Baptist church. It's what it is. Amen. Then people say, well, he didn't say it right. Well, good. I hope you don't ever tire him. As long as he's preaching the truth. Amen. He might have an ain't in there. He might have Zacchaeus climbing the sycamore. Nicodemus climbing the sycamore tree. Let him do it once in a while. Don't get swell his head up. Amen. His wife get home and say, honey, do you know you had Nicodemus up the tree? Amen. That's right. I heard a preacher on the radio one time say when he was a young preacher, he preached about Nicodemus climbing the sycamore tree. He said when he got home, he said that was Zacchaeus, but one got saved that day. Amen. That's right, brother. Amen. It's preaching. God uses anointing on the man of God and preaching the word of God to get the hearts of people. Praise God. I'm telling you, that's what he uses. Hey, people are so crazy today. Hey, amen. They want everything touched right. Brother, we're men, thank God. Listen, I believe he allowed Job to go through that because Job was so close to God. Hey, amen. The storm still was frail. Amen. Amen. God used a donkey to stop Balaam. That's right. Amen. He said, that's what it says. It says the D-U-M-B ass spoke. What it said. I had to spell it so you wouldn't go home and say I said it. Amen. That's right. That's what he said. The rooster crowed and stopped Peter. The fish swallowed Jonah to thank God give him a lesson. Amen. God preached through anything. But he uses the word of God to get sinners under conviction. He uses the word of God to edify the body. The word. It's the message. Praise God. Amen. You say, I believe the word's holy. Well, I believe it is, but I believe the holy of the word is the message against my heart that brings me under conviction of sin and brings me to Christ. Amen, brother. Thank God. Amen. If you just said Jesus saved, that's enough message that saved the world. Amen. They said Spurgeon was, I don't know what they did in them days. I've read that. I don't know what kind of, you know, so many people in that tabernacle that they had to have some kind of sound that would reach. And some man was working in a tabernacle and Spurgeon was there. And they said, say something. Just hear the sound. Here's all these sinners in there working on this building or whatever they're doing to get sound in there for the tabernacle. And Spurgeon said, the Lamb of God taking away the sin of the world. That's what he said. And when he said that, that one of them men got under conviction and got saved. You know, I read this. History said that James, that was slain with a sword, that the men took him to the martyr. That one of them got saved. That's what I heard. It don't take a 30 or 45 minute message. It just takes God to preach it with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You don't remember all the message anyhow. Amen. Some people say, I don't remember what the preacher preached on the day I got saved, but I know I needed to get saved. Amen. Amen. Somebody say, you remember, I know the man said you got to be born again. I didn't know how to get born again. Amen. Still, I mean, man don't know. Remember Nicodemus said, how can he save me? I mean, I don't know what you're saying. You didn't know how to get born again until the Holy Ghost birthed you. Amen. And he got you in the place to get born again. He dealt with your heart in conviction through the truth that was preached. He was sent to you. Amen. God sent him to you. Amen. God sent Paul and Silas to a jail to preach to a jailer when the earth quake come. Amen. They wasn't there, praise God, outside of the will of God. They was in jail in the will of God. And the prison, thank God, was shaken. The doors were open. The jailer came in and said, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And he got saved. Amen. Yeah. That's right, ain't it? Yeah. You know we need rebuke once in a while. He said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Amen. We need rebuke. People don't like rebuke. Open rebuke's better than secret love. Amen. I don't know if anybody just likes to get told they ain't right. Amen. That's right. Nobody don't like somebody to look at them and say, hey, buddy, you need to get right with God. That's pretty rough, you know. I said, you need to. Amen. I ain't preaching to everybody saying you need to get right with God. Amen. I like what one preacher said. I was preaching in a little revival when it was back in 1991. And the reason I remember the revival, because Brother Maurice Massey got a kidney that one night. And we went to Winston-Salem. Remember that New Hope Baptist Church, David Harrison Pat. And the preacher before me preached that night. He said, bless God, we need to quit telling people to quit stealing chickens and say, Mr. Jones, you need to quit stealing them. He said, we need to call them out by stealing chickens. But what he's saying there is, praise God, the only way we're going to get some people, he said, rebuke before all the others may fear. But there's a wisdom in all things. Amen. I believe this in my heart. I believe if you pray and you preach in your heart to God, preach from your heart, I believe God can work it out. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. Now, I ain't never called nobody's name out, and I doubt I ever will. I'd rather go to somebody and talk to them personally than just do it in the congregation and embarrass people. Not unless God got on me and I couldn't, and He spoke to me in a great way that I didn't know I was going to do it. Amen. That's just like my makeup. Amen. But the fact of it is, we need rebuke. Preach the word. He sent men to preach the word and rebuke and reprove. But notice this, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. He said, do it with all long suffering and doctrine. Amen. And I tell you what I always think about when it comes down to that. I always think about how would I want somebody to do me. That's right. I always think about that. Because I'm going to tell you what, before I say something to somebody else, I want to know how would I want them to say it to me? How would I want them to approach me? Amen. Because he said, do another if you want to do unto you. Now God told me to do something. Amen. We got to do it. Hey, God, Micaiah, I believe it was. Hey, God over there. Hey, said it was not a prophet of God. He said, yeah, but I hate him. Ahab said he hated him. That's what he said. He hated him. He hated him. I'm telling you, they said what he said. He hated him because of the message. He said, he always speaks to me, thank God, about things that I don't like to hear. I'm telling you, brother. Thank God, it ain't whether you want to hear it, it's what you need. That's right. Sent by God. Amen. Don't ever underestimate a message. Sent by God. See, God sent a lot of things. He sends a lot of things in a man's life. God sends trials sometimes to preach to you. He'll send a trial to preach to you. Amen. You might not realize it like that, but God knows what to send your way and my way. That's right. You know what? Some things come through my mind sometimes in a carnal way. I think carnal sometimes. And you know what? The mind will entertain that long as you give it that place. And you know what the Holy Ghost will say? Yeah, you can do it. But just remember, He's going to send something your way. Amen. That's right. He can send something your way. He can get your attention. Amen. That's right. If we fear the earthly father, then how much more should we fear the Father in heaven and live? He's saying, boy, I'm telling you, that's a fearful thing right there, buddy.
I mean, he said, Father of spirits and live. That's what he said. Amen. That's right. And you know what God wants you to do? He wants you to fear Him in love. God wants you to fear displeasing Him. God don't want you to fear Him to the place that He's some God up there with a rod ready to whoop you. Oh, if He was, He'd done killed you. He'd done killed me. I wouldn't have been living as long as I am. Yes, amen, son. That's right. He's long suffering. He's long suffering. I have to say sometimes I lay in that a little bit sometimes. You know what I mean? I know He's long suffering. He's a suffered long. He wouldn't be charity. He said charity suffered long. He's got a lot of it. Amen. And you know what? He'll send things our way. Send a man of God our way. Send somebody our way. Thank God to speak to our heart. And God use a man of God. God use somebody to talk. Amen. I've had children rebuke me before and they never knew they rebuked me. I've had children pray and I thought, God, I'm so proud. I'm so proud. I'm so proud of heart. You don't know it till you hear somebody humble. You know, I hear a little child and they get down and cover the face up and say, Lord, and they'll just be as serious and sincere, and all of a sudden, Holy Ghost smite my heart and say, that's the only way you'll get in the kingdom. That's the only way you'll ever get near me. Make me want to get down and crawl a little bit. Amen. Amen. See, you know what? We got so much pride built up. If God told you to do that, it'd be hard for you to do it. Get down on the face, all fours. Or crawl to God. Like a little old boy, a little girl in the bedroom. And they're praying for mom and daddy and everything else under the sun. But they're doing it with such a sincere heart. And then some grown up in there. And they got too much pride. They couldn't even pray. Because that little child's rebuked them. God sent it that way. Amen. God sends a lot of things. But I know one thing. God sends a preacher to preach the word that you can hear it and believe upon Christ. Faith cometh. Listen, faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. That's the message that comes out of it. Amen. That's right. And I'll say this again, I'm through. Everybody's got a voice that's been born again. Everybody does. Amen. Everybody does. I was just wondering if you told anybody lately. I wonder if you spake the word to anybody lately. I saw a lady this week. I was at a business and she had a Bible on her desk. And she was looking for a card to give me. And I said, well, you got the best thing. You got the word of God on your desk. She said, that's right now. We got to talking in there and got a little stirred up, you know. Amen. That's right. That's all you see. See, there's a connection. There's a connection. You know what I'm saying? If I hear somebody say something about Jesus, then my ears is perking. Especially out in the world. Amen. In a restaurant, I see people praying. It blesses me. People praying over their food. Amen. That's right. You know what that's saying? That's sending a message to that crowd around you. It is. You send a message. Brother, listen, this thing, I won't say this again. I know it's preaching of the Word of God that God chose, but there's a lot of ways God speaks to people and sends stuff to people by just the way you live your life.
Amen.
Amen. And buddy, I'm down. You can live your life, praise God, amen, the way God says. And you know what? You know what it'll do? It'll speak to somebody.
Yes, sir.
But I'll tell you, I want you to speak it with your lips. There's no silent witness when you got a voice. Amen. And faith comes by hearing. And you know what? People come back and tell me, he said, boy, I remember what you told me. And I wouldn't remember it, praise God, if I had wrote it down. But they did. You know why? God told them that. I can tell you things these preachers preach in this church that God touched my heart with. That's right. You know why? People taught the Word of God, testified, spoke to my heart. It was sent my way. Amen. That's right. Well, I said I was quitting a while ago, but I got to read a verse. I want to give you this. See if I can find it right quick. Isaiah 50, I think it's Isaiah 55. I think it is. Isaiah 55 says this. Let's see here. Let's see. He said this. He said, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. I just talked about being sent. That means if you go to work tomorrow and you speak a word to a man, no telling where God will send it into his heart. If you're in a group of people and they say, "How you doing today, Chris?" Say, "Praise God, I'm doing good. I've been born again." No telling where the word's going to be sent. Get in a family reunion somewhere. I always ask people when they go to a family reunion, they say, "We went family reunion." I said, "Anybody get in a fight?" One of them family reunions can be rough sometimes. Amen. I ain't been to many of them. They all went good when I went, so I ain't got no complaints. But you know what? The word that spake is going to be sent to somebody. It will not return empty. It won't. It don't matter where it's at. Radio hour, computer, pulpit, out in the world, and that's where it needs to go more than any place. Amen. Amen. Sent. Praise God. Let's stand tonight. Appreciate you hearing me.